In last night's debate, Obama and Romney spent time on foreign trade with China, but the Republican nominee also cited another region.
The opportunities for us in Latin America, we have just not taken advantage of fully. As a matter of fact, Latin America's economy is almost as big as the economy of China. We're all focused on China. Latin America is a huge opportunity for us.
Under President Obama, a controversial free trade deal with Colombia went into effect this year, despite continued killings of labor leaders and concerns about human rights abuses in the country. And next week, a trade deal with Panama will go into effect. Anti-corruption advocates have criticized Panama for providing tax havens for wealthy corporations, and its policies have drawn protest from within the country. This week, residents of Colón are under a curfew after protesters hit the streets in response to the government's plan to privatize land. A video posted on the Panama news site shows police in Colón with weapons drawn, kicking and punching a man who lies on the ground. Shots can be heard in the distance. The response from police led to the death of at least one person, a 9-year-old child, last Friday, according to Reuters. For more, we're joined by Larry Burns, director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome to FSRN.
Hello, Dorian.
Over the weekend, there were protests in Panama. The specific issue is the government passing a law to sell land in the free trade zone near to the opening of the Panama Canal. It's a plan backed by President Ricardo Martinelli. What's behind this move?
Well, we should realize that the Martinelli government is one of the most corrupt governments in all of Latin America. There have been repeated protest marches launched by the poor in various sections of the country. The president has had to back down on any number of occasions when he pushed legislation through that was had only the narrow interests of his cronies in mind and not the general population. Free trade port in Cologne has long been in existence. There are several thousand buildings there, businesses employing something like 30,000 people. So it's a very important part of the country's economic life. And as when the Panama Canal was expropriated in 1999, all of the assets of the canal were turned over to the government, and the government since then has been siphoning off the funds at a very fast pace.
With this change in the land there and the land ownership, possibility of privatizing parts of it, how would that change things for residents who are living there?
Well, the principle involved here is who does the land belong to? Now, up to now, the land has belonged to the people, and which means that the situation, whatever it may be on a given day, is not eternal. It can be changed because the public ownership of the land. Once the land is privatized and you sell off the land, the Latin America's experience has been that the revenues from the privatization of the land disappears very quickly into the pockets of influential local citizens who have the ear of the government. What will happen will be that this asset, the Freeport, will once sold and liquidated, will not be there to replenish the funds for improving civic life in the city of Colón.
There's also a free trade deal between the U.S. and Panama that goes into effect Next week, the trade deal is going into effect under the Obama administration, and President Obama also ushered in a trade deal with Colombia, despite concerns about labor abuses and killings of labor leaders that went into effect earlier this year. In last night's debate, as we heard, Republican candidate Mitt Romney spoke briefly of economic policies in Latin America. Is there an indication of the policy in Latin America that would shape up under a Romney administration?
Well, there has not been any distinguishing characteristic of the Obama administration. Obama has no Latin American policy. And as for the for Romney, his Latin American policy is embarrassingly primitive. And so free trade benefits whom and for what? The question is, it's a very mixed record. And usually the poor suffer most, and the generality of the population suffer most, and large business interests usually do quite well.
Larry Burns is director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Larry Burns, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dorothy.